Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Support and Defend, a campus novel by Mark Greeny, read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. The coast of India appeared in the moonlight. There wasn't much to it, really, just a narrow strip of sand that emerged from the darkness a few hundred meters off the ship's bow. But the first sight of land in 4 days told the man standing on the foredeck two important things. One, the ingression phase of his operation had succeeded. And two, the time had come to slit the captain's throat. The man on the foredeck drew his knife and moved toward the stairs leading up to the navigation bridge. Two of his men fell into step behind him, but they were just along to watch. Responsibility for killing the captain fell to the leader, and in truth, he considered it no burden. In fact, he welcomed the opportunity to once again put his commitment to this mission on display for the others. The leader and his team of six had spent 3 days on board an Omani fishing trawler on the open water of the Arabian Sea. Last night they came abreast of this 80-foot dry goods vessel and waved a shredded fan belt in the air. In Hindi, they asked for help, but when the cargo ship drew even with them, the leader and his men scurried aboard like swamp rats and overran the small crew. They slaughtered all save the captain, and ordered him to head due east with a course set for India's Malabar coast. It had taken the leader half a day to convince the terrified captain he would not suffer the same fate as his crew. Killing him would make a lie of this, of course, but as the leader climbed the steps up to the dark bridge...